Well, scientists around the world are working to find a cure or treatment for COVID-19. And here in the United States, researchers are hoping to speed up that effort with the help of supercomputers made available through a partnership with the White House, the Department of Energy, and a consortium of businesses led by IBM. For more, we're joined by Paul DeBar, Undersecretary for Science at the U.S. Department of Energy. Paul, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy. Great to talk again.
Well, and you're calling this new group the High Performance Computing Consortium. What exactly do these supercomputers do, and how are you hoping that they're going to discover treatments or help discover treatments for COVID-19?
Yeah, great. So supercomputers have been used for decades for discovery science on many different things. And we've built them, and others, IBM has built them for the private sector and academic institutions. For discovery, and the four major items that we use them on for science are materials, chemistry, biology, and physics to do different modeling, different simulation, different design at the most complex end. This is capacity that the American people have built at the national labs that that we run, and also the private sector has built. And so using that capacity to go attack, obviously, a very important public health crisis is something that that we're basically ready to do because we've been doing similar versions of discovery of around these topics for decades.
And are you expecting that this will help develop practical solutions, or is it more just about learning fundamental things about the virus itself?
Oh, no, we're very much focused on practical items right now. We and the rest of the members of this consortium are shifting tremendous amounts of resources of people, researchers, and also hardware towards practical solutions, in particular, trying to narrow down vaccines and therapies that should be focused on in trials that would have the highest probability. Obviously, at the end of the day, there's lots of actions being taken around the country to minimize the spread. But to a very large degree, science around vaccines and therapies need to be the ultimate goal here to really address the situation.
How soon do you think you'll have results?
Well, science is always something that's hard to exactly predict. But this computing is actually to narrow that window. Historically, as we would try to find a new material, a new piece of chemistry, or in this case, a new piece of biology and a biotech drug, many times it can take years and years to kind of narrow it down. And this consortium is really an unprecedented number of not only government and academia, but the private sector, who's never done this before in the tech community, to focus all the resources to narrow that down. And a lot of predictions, obviously, for vaccines are 12 to 18 months. And we're just trying to maximize that opportunity of that happening.
Because you have the private sector involved with this, who owns the intellectual property that comes out of this research? If you do discover a treatment or a cure with this government research, will it be publicly available and affordable?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, what the consortium is doing is people are volunteering their capacity, both from a support point of view as well as from a hardware point of view, to do this modeling and simulation to drive towards solutions. This is going to be open science. The people who we're giving access to utilize the capacity that the, as of right now, 32 members of the consortium have put together will be the traditional way. I mean, obviously, the researchers are the ones who are going to be developing the actual ideas, whether they come from academia or the private sector or the national labs. And the very traditional way that IP is run will be done that way, i.e. the researchers and the researching organizations will do it. At the end of the day, I don't think we're particularly worried about any differences and changes in intellectual property. I think everyone's very much focused on really volunteering for free all this capacity to try to drive solutions.
Just one more thing. As we're all dealing with coronavirus, a lot of people are working from home. They don't want to go into the office because they don't want to contaminate it or get coronavirus themselves. Do you have a logistical challenge in having these supercomputers everywhere? Do people have to actually go in to do this work, or can they do it remotely?
Yeah, so a lot of the researchers can do this remotely. A lot of this is about data on small molecules targeting COVID and how to build up the algorithms associated with it. There is at any one of the institutions, so not only the DOE, 17 national labs, but Amazon, Microsoft, obviously IBM, who's a leader in this, all have supercomputers also all around the country. There is a minimal amount of people required to keep the computers up and running. But in the big scheme of things, most of this can be done with relatively minimal number of people on the ground to maintain the hardware.
That is Paul DeBarr, who's Undersecretary for Science at the U.S. Department of Energy. Paul, thank you for joining us again, and good luck with this. I hope you yield some results very quickly.
Yeah, thank you, and appreciate everyone's support for this capacity that we have.